Wilmington immigration attorney Nina Qureshi says several of her clients from the seven countries affected by the executive order are having a hard time bringing relatives to the United States. Those clients are either legal permanent U.S. residents or U.S. citizens, and now their spouses and children are in limbo.
We don't know. Everything right now is just kind of up in the air when these people are going to be able to bring their loved ones, you know, into the country.
Not only that, but applications for U.S. citizenship from those seven countries are also on hold. However, Qureshi says some legal questions about the executive order could halt its enforcement. One centers on the provision that religious minorities would be more favorably considered for reentry into the U.S. She also says forcing refugees and immigrants arriving at airports back to unsafe territories may also violate their rights.
Because when someone enters the United States, if they fear returning to their country, they have the right to request asylum or what's called withholding of removal or Convention Against Torture. And these people, if they were going to be put right back on a plane and sent back to their country where they fear for their life, that would be infringing on their due process rights and also the immigration laws of the U.S.
Qureshi calls the executive order unprecedented, noting this ban on incoming refugees is a month longer than the one imposed immediately after 9/11. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.